baby Jesus is now officially under the light. He was the light, now he's under the light. And I have to say, as I'm standing watching, two things came to mind. One, I never really know what's going on here. And two, on this day to come forward with this understanding that the light has come into the world, amen, to come forward and acknowledge that means something. To grab a hold of this truth means something. And I was drawn to this quote as I was up reading this morning. And it's a quote from a woman named Evelyn Underhill. She was a teacher and a mystic. And she put together a book from some lectures that she had given back in 1922. And the book is called The Life of the Spirit and the Life of Today. And as we look around the world and we look around here today, this is what the life and the spirit can look like. But we all know what the life of today often feels like, amen? But this day we're acknowledging something, this light has come into the world. And she relates to this concept of this inner life through music in these words. She says, the music of her inward life, a sort of fugue in which the eternal and the temporal are mingled. And here and there some already who respond to it. Those who hear it would not all agree as to the nature of the melody, but all would agree that it is something different in kind from the rhythm of life and death. And in their surrender to this, to which, as they feel sure, the physical order, too, is really keeping time, they taste a larger life, more universal, more divine. As Plotinus said, they are looking at the conductor in the midst and keeping time with him, find the fulfillment both of their striving and of their peace. A beautiful quote, but a lot to swallow in this brief moment. Reality is, she's saying something that Paul was sharing with Titus in his letter. She's saying there is something other than the world that you see. There is an inner life for yourself, and there is a greater life in Christ. And we are gathered here tonight to acknowledge this reality of a greater life in Christ as we acknowledge the birth of the Christ child on this incarnation, God coming into the world. And in the midst of it, Paul is saying to Titus, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and a manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is among us. We recognize his entering into this world this day, this time of his birth. And he walked among us, and he guided us, and he's lived, and he led us, and he still does today. That's that inner life. It becomes this question, are we going to choose what the world says is reality, or are we going to claim this reality of our faith in Jesus Christ? And this day, as we sit here, the one thing I also want to say and acknowledge is many of you are here because you recognize something. You may not make it every single Sunday to a church, but within you as a created being, created by God, his image is implanted on you. And there's these moments when the world allows the church to point at this Jesus. This is one of those times, and we're drawn. And we come, and we think, what will we find? And some of us are here because it's just easier than upsetting mom, or grandma, or grandpa in our family. But the reality is, we can claim that we're here just to make someone else happy, but brothers and sisters, what if we hear Evelyn's words and say, what if there is a deeper life for us? What if there is more than what we see on the news? What if there is more than what we experience every day in traffic? What if there is more? And I would say to you, there is. And it's a reality. What is happening here is an acknowledgement of that. It's this understanding that this Jesus has come into this world. Our Savior has come for all of us. Whether we believe it or not, he still came for us. Whether we feel worthy or not, he still came for us. Whether we can claim it or if we run from it, he's still there. And Evelyn's referring to it as this fugue. Now I know they don't do a lot of training with music. No offense, Matt. I know that's her life, and we're grateful. But when we hear that word, as she relates to it as a fugue, I have to admit, it's been a while since I've had musical training. I have to go look. You know, it's a musical composition in which a short melody or phrase is introduced by one and successively taken up by others. And it develops, interweaving the parts. That is our faith. That's why I love reading her. That's what it feels like to read a mystic. They're poetic, and they're a little out there, quite frankly. But it works for me. Maybe it works for you. But if it doesn't, I need you to hear this. And I mean, I need you to hear this. However you got here, or how often you get here, is not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about an inner life, a knowing that you are God's. And by default, by your very own creation, you are drawn to this story of this Jesus. And you're here. And I am so thrilled that you are here. I know I hear all the things. But I'd say, when we all leave here tonight, we should know that we have had a moment with God, that we have touched him. And I pray that he's touching you, that you have this understanding of how real this is. I'm not just some strange guy that's been doing this his whole life. I do this because not so long ago, my family would call me, "Brian, are you going to go to church with us on Christmas?" And I'd be like, "Nope. It's got nothing for me." The reality is, I didn't think God would want me. The truth is, he does. I don't have to explain why, but I know it's true. I hear the music that Evelyn's talking about. I understand what she's saying when she views this concept of an inner life, a life with Christ, as this fugue. And I have heard the phrase and the melody, and God has called me to say to you, hear this phrase and melody of this Jesus. Come to him and know that he is your Savior. Come to him and rejoice in that if you already have that knowledge, and know that it's real. No matter what the world says to you, no matter how it treats you, this relationship that we're invited into through this Jesus Christ with the Creator is a truth to be claimed and to be lived, a song to be heard and learned and to be shared. So, brothers and sisters, Paul is teaching Titus again the truth of the song. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. God wants you. He desires you. We're reminded of that today. So much so that this journey begins with this Christ child and ends on the cross. That ministry But the cross isn't really the end, is it? That's where our inner life began. Hear the song that Jesus is the Redeemer, Emmanuel, God with us, and carry it to the next person so each part can come together and as one body we can stand before him, giving glory to our God. So thank you for sharing this time with us. Thank you for experiencing what can be the chaos of holy innocence. Thank you for not warning me what to expect, because otherwise I wouldn't have seen the music coming together, each person hearing the call and picking up their part and grabbing that symbol of that light that led, came forth to his altar where he will touch us through his sacrament of his body and blood. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.